You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. Matthew Lazar reports at Radio Survivor that while there are global warming skeptics in Washington, D.C., the Federal Communications Commission has just authorized three new emergency alert system event codes that seem to confirm more powerful storms. Extreme wind warning, storm surge watch, and storm surge warning have now been added to the emergency alert system. FCC Chair Tom Wheeler wrote on his blog earlier this month that the current system with radio and television stations interrupting programming to alert viewers and listeners about weather warnings is, quote, a proven lifesaver, but it could be better, unquote. The FCC spoke with the heads of the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the National Hurricane Center about what the most dangerous weather events are and found they had no warnings for storm surge or high winds. Lazar explains that the emergency alert system includes a digital header code, then that grating two-tone attention signal, quote, then the automatic audio message triggered by a specific event code, and then an end-of-message code. The header code contains the event code, which classifies the emergency, unquote. This is the part of the story where you usually would play that grating two-tone attention signal, but it's illegal for radio stations to play the emergency alert system sounds unless there is an actual emergency alert. The emergency alert sounds actually trigger other radio stations in the chain as one radio station or television station alerts another. This is Time Row reporting for Waveform Radio and WGXC.